No, the permission has been granted. If you were to come on Monday, the 18th, or 19th, Tuesday, he would have actually arrived in Juba. But because he put different conditions of how many guns he wanted to bring to Juba, he actually brought a bit of some differences, which needs a mechanism to resolve. When the Council of Ministers on Friday decided that, you know, whatever few guns that you want to bring, 20 RPGs and more 20 PKM rifles, you know, he should be allowed to come with them. And then Yemek made another timetable saying that Riek Machar should arrive on Saturday. And they did not coordinate this with the government. And you know that there are renovations going on, Juba International Airport, which does not actually allow the navigation on Saturdays. We thought it appropriate that Monday would be the good time for the first vice president designate to arrive. Unfortunately, the American, owing to the fact that they have been paying the money every time that the first vice president designate is actually planning to come to Juba, they send the plane. And, you know, a plane is not like a car. You charter a car. If you decide not to go, the car owner will not levy the full amount that you are supposed to pay for the trip, because you have not taken the trip. But a plane is a different thing altogether. If you ask a plane to fly to where you wanted to leave, and you decide for whatever reason not to leave, you pay full destination because you have already made them to actually prepare for it.
All right.
And so the American has paid three times, and so they have decided that they shouldn't pay again. But this is not a problem of the government. We have cleared Dr. Riek Machar to come to Juba, and therefore those who actually pay for him should pay for him to come to Juba, and we are waiting. We have all the preparation today in J1 to swear him, to swear in the first vice president designate, and we start forming the government of national unity.